What's up, Bison fans? What you do not hear is that sweet, sweet intro music, which of course we do apologize for, but this is an emergency pod, and I've got our guy, Nate Zastro, here to walk us through the NDSU. We're not going full here because Nate and I are still going to do a preview pod and probably, you know, one of our first pods ever together in the same place, because we're both going to be at UST on Saturday. So you're going to get plenty of basketball pods, but we just couldn't let this one lie. We couldn't let this one wait. NDSU ends up coming back from 19 down with, I think, 8 minutes and 48 seconds left to play. Excuse me, 17 down with 8 minutes and 48 seconds left to play, and getting a much, much needed dub. If they don't want to play consecutive days in Sioux Falls prior to the semifinals, they want, looking for that 2 seed. Losing this home game to South Dakota would have been absolutely tragic. And, you know, this was a situation where I'm stalling a little bit here, but I'm going to bring up the win probability percentage here. And at the 8:29 mark, excuse me, trying to find the highest one here. The highest win probability for South Dakota was 98.2%. Cruz Perro Hunt at the 8:48 mark made a jumper. And the win probability based on North Dakota State's, you know, kind of their record and whatever, was 1.8%. They had a 1.8% chance to win that game. But then Grant Nelson showed up, and that was really, really something. Nate, what have you got for me? What were your give me some takes. I need some takes after that one.
You know, that's just a gritty win, and there's no other way to describe it. There's not many words. I mean, they had contributions from just all over the place. I mean, I even talked about it in the post game. Rocky was really the only consistent scorer all night. I think I looked at the box score midway through the second half, and Tyree hit a bucket with like 12 minutes left in the first half. Sam hadn't scored. Jarius hadn't scored. Grant had a couple buckets, but then goes off for 12 of his 19 during that run. And Jarius obviously hits two huge threes. And you really didn't have any contributions from anywhere. And you're wondering, well, when are these guys going to go? When are they going to go? And you started to think, and I even texted you during the game, are they out of gas? And with 7 minutes left and they go on a 14-0 run, you're in your third game in 5 days. And you're wondering if they have enough left in the tank. And obviously they do. And obviously on some huge minutes from Rocky, 37, Sam and Tyree, 39. Didn't go much into the bench. You had Grant with 26, and then it was 5-7-1. So Dave knew how important this game was for their seeding, and one that they need to get. I mean, you lose that one, you need to beat Oral Roberts at home and hope South Dakota State beats them, and that's kind of asking for a lot and a lot of help. But what a gritty win from an experienced group, and it's the type of wins you wish they didn't get down that many, but it's the type of wins that you hope that you can pull out with the group that they have. And they showed some real mental toughness tonight in times of adversity, and they've shown it all year, and they pulled through in this one.
Yeah, they absolutely did. I mean, I don't think 8 combined minutes for Des McKinney and Malik Harden-Hayes is how you draw it up, especially since Leak was efficient tonight, man. He had 6 points on 2 of 3 shooting, 2 for 2 from the line, grabbed a rebound. Like, he kind of came to play tonight. But Tyree out there for 39, and the 1 minute for McKinney with a blown layup after a sweet move, and Dave just went full greasel. And Sam's going to have 2 days to recover, and then he's going to have to go chase around guys out in Western Illinois, and that's kind of a big deal. But, man, you know, Rocky had 28-10, and like I just said on Bison Report, like, nobody's talking about it, and we're not even going to talk about it right now. Grant Nelson in the second half, man, 14 points on 6 of 6 shooting, 1 of 1 from 3, 1 of 1 from the line, with 3 rebounds and assist and a block. In 14 minutes with 4 fouls. I mean, we talk about the kid, you know, the unicorn thing gets thrown around, the alien thing gets, you know, thrown around, but man, it's special. That what you saw is when I say stuff like, you know, I think Grant has a chance to be the first Division I basketball player from NDSU to play in the NBA. This is what I'm talking about. The absolute aliens. I mean, they ran a play where basically they inbounded the ball to Sam, and he just flipped it back to Griesel on a trailer and tried to force a switch. And if it or flipped it back to Grant and tried to force a switch, and he just ended up one-on-one too many times with Boogie Anderson, who was guarding Griesel because Griesel was a point guard, and he just ate him alive. I mean, it was absolutely insane. Let me walk you through this real quick here, Nate. So at the 7:59 mark of the second half, 7:59, you get a layup from Nelson. That's two. At the 7:34 mark, you get a layup from Nelson. That's four. And then you get a free throw. That's five. At the 7:20 mark, you get a jumper from Nelson. That's seven. And then at the 6:50 mark, you get a three off of a missed free throw. That's 10. And then at the 6:27 mark, you get a layup from Nelson. That's 12. And at the 5:18 mark, you get a layup from Nelson. That's 14. That is 14 points from 7:59 to 5:18. Is that real? Did that really happen?
Yep, that's right. That's and Dave all in that were down double digits at the time when it started.
Dave said 2 minutes and 12 seconds. Oh, because he got a bucket at 5 minutes and 18 seconds. Insane. Anyway, it was insane. We're gonna try and do a cut up. I don't want to get in any rights issues with NDSU or WDAY or whomever, but I'm going to try and cut it up short so we can still use it via free use. But what I saw from that young man, that was the NBA stuff. That's the stuff that we talk about when we talk about Grant Nelson having that kind of potential.
Yeah, and when you're 6'10 and can handle the ball like he does, what's crazy is he's still only scratching the surface of what he can be. I mean, he's still going to get stronger. His core is still going to get stronger. He's still going to add dribble moves where he can get to the basket. It doesn't seem like he needs much else, but it's going to happen. And he's going to keep developing his post game. His jump shot's going to keep developing. I hate to say he has a long ways to go, but he's pretty darn good the way he is right now. But he's going to continue to get better if he keeps working like Dave says he does and the guys say he does.
Absolutely amazing. So, you know, a quick look forward here. You've got 2 days, and the thing is, man, I just don't think you're gonna get in a position where you can use a deep bench against Western. I mean, look, if they go down there and blow them out, great, but you better hope they get up quick down at UST and maybe get Coleman in there, get McKinney in there, get Guy in there, get something in there, because this is a must-win game on Thursday. And we'll get into it a little bit more, but I'm guessing we broke it down on Bias Report. We talked about the five they have left, and they'll be favored in all of them. And I'm not saying they're going to win all of them. They probably won't. But they'll be favoring all of them, and that's at Western, at UST, versus ORU, that's at home, at KC for senior night, and then at UND. If you ask me, I really believe that as long as one of the four wins, if there are four wins, if 4-1 is coming, as long as one of the four wins is versus ORU, I think they're going to win, get the two seed, because you already have the win in Tulsa. Let's say ORU just loses to SDSU and UND coming, or SDSU and NDSU coming in. Well, then they end up with, because they have five games left too, they end up 13-5 in the league. Well, NDSU goes 4-1, they're 13-5, and that is the head-to-head sweep that the Bison would have. Now, let me tell you, I don't think, from what we've seen from this Oral Roberts team of late, I don't think Kansas City is a layup, and I don't think USD is a layup, and I think they're going to be favored to lose at NDSU and favored to lose to South Dakota State. I understand the Bison are one game back, but I would say they are the favorites to get that two seed.
Yeah, and I think Thursday's game kind of put all the chips in tonight to make sure we won that one. I think Dave's going to want to put all his chips into that one and making sure we get that one. That'll be probably the tougher of the two road games. And I think if they get that one, 5-0 is very, very realistic. I mean, I know ORU and UMKC are teams that are tough. ORU is obviously the defending league champ, and they lost to UMKC. But those games are going to be at home, and ones that they're favored in. Last two home games for the seniors, I think they'll be hyped up for that. As far as this week, take it a game at a time. But I think if we're looking at the overall road trip this week, that game Thursday is huge. And obviously it's a revenge game for NDSU, losing an overtime at home. Western is trying to get up into the seed range. I think they're probably going to want to be in that six range where they're at right now, but doesn't mean they're going to try to lose either. A huge game, and they're a tough team. Those two big guys really had their way with NDSU up in Fargo, and the point guard Masner really had a great game. It's going to be tough. I mean, 3 games in 5 days here and 2 days off, and we're back to playing two more in 3 days. So this group's got to get some rest. They got a great strength coach in Jason Miller to take care of their bodies. And this is what February's for. It's the dog days of February, and it's where the teams that are going to be ready for March continue to get better, and you start seeing some teams kind of fall off.
It is. And honestly, too, Nate, like, what a season that would be, man, on the road. If they can go out to Macomb and get a win, I'm going to tell you right now, they're going to win at St. Thomas. They're going to win at UND. I'm just going to tell you that right now. That'd be 7-2 in league play on the road. And 7-2 with absolutely gacking one up against UMKC. There are some great Bison teams that didn't go 7-2 on the road, or 6-2, you know, when it was balanced schedule with 8-8. You know, 7-2 on the road for this group would be, I mean, really, really impressive.
Yeah, it's not easy to win on the road, and we've seen that throughout all college basketball, and especially in conference, once you get to that second time around playing a team on the road, it's just never easy. It's travel. It's one day in between games for your second road game, and you're traveling the whole day in between. So it's a lot of preparation, a lot of mental toughness, and it's perfect for an experienced group like NDSU, but you still got to get the job done. And it really sucks when you look at their road record and think about that UMKC game. I know we keep bringing it up, but man, oh man, if they could have got that one, they'd be in prime position here going forward. But I still think that they're in pretty good position to get that two seed. I think that needs to be important for them to get that extra day off and be ready to roll.
And honestly, Nate, too, like that's the thing is, I think I mentioned they had like a 95.2% chance of winning when they were up 14 with 12 minutes left. The Bison just had the Bison just won a 98.2 game. So you got to take the ones when they come like this and understand that sometimes you're going to have the UMK situation happen as well. All right, folks, we want to thank Hurt and Horns as always for sponsoring the Hoops podcast. We want to thank Nate for his time here at 11:30 p.m. on a Monday night. And we certainly want to thank all of you fine people for listening to this emergency edition of the Bison Report podcast. Music next time, we promise. Thanks, folks. Bye.